Hello, hello. Can everyone hear me? Good morning, everyone. Come on in, maintenance people. Surprise, it's me. Did you think Coach Shannon was coming today? She was, but she wasn't able to make it this morning. So it's me, y'all, Coach Christy. I'm super excited to be here with you. Happy Saturday, everyone. All right, let me get my stuff set up here. Hold on just a minute, please. Let me see. I see you, Coach Judith. My girl, Coach Judith, is with us. Hey, Angie. Why can I not? Ugh. Coach Judith, this is what she stresses about too on her calls. And I am like, whoop, whoop. Coach Judith is typing in all caps, y'all. Okay, just where? Why can I not? There that it is. Okay, I couldn't see the participants for a minute. So I need to change my name. This is open coaching for maintenance folks. All right. So all I need y'all to do is raise your hand if you want coaching today. If you are in maintenance, close to maintenance, raise your hand if you would like coaching today. This is open coaching. So if no one raises their hand, I mean, I'm just going to, you know, hang out. We'll talk about no BS stuff, but y'all really don't want to hear me ramble on about shit. Y'all, I can sing. Who said that? Zoom user. I could sing. I do like to sing, y'all. Okay. Coach Judith, I'm bringing y'all on up. Promote to panelists. Okay. So in the chat, Coach Judith will be typing in all caps. So you know it's her. She might be throwing some links in there if we talk about stuff. If I reference anything from the NoBS website, nobswomen.com, or any courses that are on there. Let's see what else. What else is I going to tell you? Oh, if you have something very specific, like a specific question that you want me to answer, please put it in the Q&A because y'all, I'm just going to be honest. I'm not that good. I cannot watch the chat and talk to y'all and look at the Q&A and think about my pit sweat at the same time. Cause y'all know I just get nervous on these calls and I get the pit sweats. Okay. So it's not in maintenance yet, but excited to listen and learn some kick-ass stuff. From you amazing ladies. Okay, so if you are not in maintenance, this is still an amazing call for you to listen to because we talk about the issues that some people are having once they get to maintenance. And so like the email reminder said, if you see some of those issues now while you're still in your weight loss journey, you can kind of have that rolling around in your head like, hey, these are some things that I need to be thinking about and working on. So when I get to maintenance, this might be a little bit easier for me. NoBS needs a theme song. We have it, Angie. We have it, right? Y'all know what the theme song is. We sing it at every camp. Yes. Don't stop believing. Yeah, that's our song. Okay. Nobody's raising their hands, y'all. So come on in. Let me talk a little bit real quick while y'all are just popping in here today. Camp. So we've got 3 weeks left at this price of $349 for virtual camp. I don't know what y'all are waiting for. It is going to be amazing. Okay, let me tell y'all, in case you don't know, if you're brand new and you don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, we are doing a three-day virtual event because the live in-person version has sold out, but it is still available to purchase virtually. In July, mid-July, around Corinne's birthday, it is $349 right now. It is 3 days of amazingness. Give this gift to yourself, okay? The price goes up on May 1st. Here's what you get, y'all, for your $349. You get the three-day camp live stream. During the entire camp, you will be in a room where you can chat with an OBS coach anytime you need to and other people that are participating in the virtual camp. There is an amazing workbook, a printed workbook, or you can download it to your device if that's how you like to roll. You will get an amazing swag box. And I'm just going to tell y'all right now, they are posting in our team Slack channel like snippets of what's going to be in the swag and then asking us for opinions on like what to put in stuff. It's so good, y'all. The swag is really going to be fun. You'll also get a private Facebook group so you can meet other people that are doing it virtually. You will get 2 pre-camp prepping for transformation workshops. So you actually get the 3-day camp, then you get 2 workshops before camp to sort of help get you ready. You'll get a post-camp follow-up workshop, and then you'll get all the replays. So if you cannot attend it virtually, like in live time, don't worry. Sign up for the camp and then create your own virtual experience on a different weekend. So get off the pot, y'all. Sign up for virtual camp. It's going to be amazing. Okay. Now, look, I just opened my browser so I could tell y'all that about camp, and now I can't find my way back to you. Okay, hold on. Let me just minimize this. Oh, there y'all are. Okay. Yes, there's a quiet room. I'm just looking at what y'all are talking about. There's a quiet room. So if you don't like to be in the chat with all that stuff, blah, 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 there is a quiet room where people don't do a lot of chatting. So, oh, we got two California people in the hi, y'all. Also, guys, for camp, just FYI, you can, there is a payment plan no matter when you sign up. So if you wait till May 1st, when the price goes up to $399, there's a payment plan. So go to the website. I think Judith popped it in the chat about camp to get more information. Okay. Thank God. Micheline, I don't know if I'm saying your name right, but thank you for raising your hand, because now I don't have to keep talking on. Okay, here we go. Bringing you up. Promote to panelists. All right, here we go, y'all. Let's coach. Here she comes. I hope I'm saying your name right. Y'all, how sexy is that name? Micheline. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Am I saying your name right, Micheline?
Hi, can you hear me?
I totally can hear you. Am I saying your name right?
It's like Michelin tires, but there's an E at the end.
Michelin. Y'all, that's so beautiful. So beautiful.
I'm Francophone.
You're from where?
Can you see me?
I can see you. Yes.
All right.
Where did you say you were from?
I'm from Canada, New Brunswick, the Acadian Peninsula, which is a Francophone region.
Y'all, no BS is international.
It is.
I love it. And I love that beautiful painting up above your head.
That's my sister who did some digital art, and we had some printed up.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay, what are we coaching on today, Micheline?
Well, I've been in maintenance since November, and okay. I have been a member since August 2021. Okay. Weight loss went very, very well. I just did all the things. It was a constant progress with a bit of zigzags here and there. And I was really proud that I was able to face some hard shit during that first year of being an OBS woman. Like, my Crohn's was active. I had to deal with that. Job issues. I'm always being declared surplus at this time of the year. And I went through that. There was teaching through COVID, teaching online and things like that. And I thought, I still feel that I was a badass going through all that. So I said, I'm really good. And I started easing off on doing all the things. Mm-hmm. And now it just seems like there's stressors and triggers coming at me from each angle. Like, there's the job situation occurred again this spring. Mm-hmm. Like, I was work at two schools, and both position were up in the air, and it was mm-hmm. just confirmed 2 days ago that I have a position again. And we're doing renovations, and it's the very first time that we're not doing them ourselves, that we are contracting people to do it for us. But mm-hmm. it sort of turns out that the managing side is just mm-hmm. as stressful as doing it yourself. And okay. all, like, it's not as time consuming, but it's still more time consuming than I thought. Mm-hmm. And I've been feeling that my Crohn's is not as stable as it should be. I've been having symptoms. And my husband's company, I guess they're like biggies. My mm-hmm. husband's company, we have two clients because mm-hmm. of the pandemic mm-hmm. and the sort of downturn in the financial situation. They're not paying, so we are owed like 70k's. And for the first time, he has not been able to pay himself out of his company, even though he's put in all of this shitload of work into it, because of these two clients that are not paying. So we can just pay for the basics of what the to keep the company afloat, but we can't pay ourselves. Mm-hmm. So there's financial issues. So I'm out of maintenance. This is new. It's just 2 pounds above maintenance. I know I can figure this out. But one of the things I told myself this week was it's time for me to reach out to ask coaches. And I would do so this weekend. And I just hopped on this call. And here you are. You said nobody had raised their hand. So I said, well, I guess this is the time to do it. So instead of asking coaches virtual, I'm asking it live.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So what's your question? Because here's what I hear you saying. I hear you saying, I did really good. And I even hear you celebrating yourself. Like when you lost your weight the first time, you're like, and I was a badass and I got through some shit and it was amazing and blah, blah, blah. And I did all the things, even though some stuff was going on. And then now you're saying there's different things going on and that's a problem because why?
Well, I journaled about it this morning and the feeling that came up was feeling disappointed that I'm not handling it as much. Like I'm giving myself grace because there's a whole lot more stuff from many different angles mm-hmm. happening. So it's like mm-hmm. I normalize it that mm-hmm. it's normal that I feel a bit overwhelmed because there's a whole lot more to deal with. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot more balls happening and like sleep has been hampered and stuff like that. So it's normal that if I'm tired, that I would struggle more with my urges and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of the feeling disappointed in myself that it's not going as well as when I did. So it's this is what came up this morning is like that disappoint. So I guess there's a lingering perfectionist in there that I have done a lot of work on. But it's like, oh, it's rearing its head. It's that's sort mm-hmm. of what it feels like comparing to how it went. Mm-hmm. But I have ample evidence that it's just different and I just still got shit to learn. Mm-hmm. And most of the work I've done this week is to take myself where I am at.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
So you're normalizing the way you've been showing up. Right.
Yeah.
That means. Tell me what. So you said you're 2 pounds outside of your maintenance range, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So why are you 2 pounds out of your maintenance range? And what actions are you doing that are putting you outside of your 2 pound maintenance range?
Allowing the urges, eating when the urges come instead mm-hmm. of resting, instead of napping, instead of meditating. Like I've listed all the things that have helped me before. Mm-hmm. But I'm not doing them.
Why do you think?
I think that's what I need to unlock. It's sort of needing to acknowledge what are my real needs. Like I need to slow down. Like I need to be able to not be on top of everything. Mm-hmm. And I think I need to allow some stuff just some mess to happen and to not try to be in control of everything, because for me that's a big part of my identity, I guess, or it has been a big part of my identity.
Michelin, let me ask you, how does that sit with you when you say I need to learn to not be in control of everything?
Well, the fact that I state it like that it's a need, it feels like an obligation, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what does being what pressure does instead right. of taking it off.
Right. Isn't that funny? Oh, look, I just flicked myself with my little string here. Yeah, that's funny, right? Because it sounds so lovely, doesn't it? I just need to learn how to not be in. I just need to let go. But when you gut check that with like your innermost person, she's like, what the fuck? Hell no, we can't be out of control. That's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's probably not a super helpful thought. What if, tell me what being in control looks like to you. What does it look like? What does that mean? What is, if Michelin was like totally in control of everything that was going on right now, what would that look like?
What would it look like to be in control of everything? I guess it's to not give in to these urges that would feel in control. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To have ease around, to have more ease around my food, like I know I can get to that point because I've lived it mm-hmm. all throughout mm-hmm. this journey, so I know it's possible. Mm-hmm. I just feel this like there's more of a conflict mm-hmm. with my mm-hmm. in my head about food. So for me, it would be like to have that feeling of ease, to be able to create that feeling of ease again.
And how do you feel about what's going on in your life right now? How do you feel like all the things that you described to me earlier, how do you feel about those things that are going on in your life right now?
There's some elements of being scared with the financial situation of my husband's company. And
do you feel in control or out of control of all of those things?
While I don't have a lot of control in that area, it's really not in my realm of control. Like the only thing I can do is be supportive to my husband and not be too much of a bitch about it, because I have had moments with him and just to support him into how he's going to climb out of that hole, and to be hopeful as well, because that client that holds us the biggest amount, we know why he's not paying. He's got like a big contract that he was working on that has been postponed because all of the construction costs skyrocketed with the pandemic. So we know that
But I want to focus on your role. So let's focus on your role. So you said, if I was in control, one of the things that I would do is I would just be supportive to my husband and I would be patient. I think that's what you said, right? I would just, I would be understanding and be supportive. How can you do that to yourself that would create ease around your urges?
I think when I journal, that's when I can get to that place of compassion for me, which is what I've sort of been doing more this week. And I feel like this week that I'm sort of at the stage of neutralizing and normalizing. And like if... for me, it's like journaling brings me back to my center, and I need to create spaces in my day. I need again. I want to create spaces in my day for more of that, because with everything going on and the renovations and things like that, I've sort of pushed it out. So it's like it has not been the priority that I wish it to be.
Okay. So what I heard you just say is how I could be supportive to myself is, number one, be aware of my needs.
Yes.
Which is, you said, I need to create some space. Okay.
Yes.
And what do you think one of your needs is that you've been solving with giving into your urges? What do you think that is?
A major one has been lack of sleep. So I need to allow myself to nap. Like I want to choose that it's okay to nap during the day. That is a tool that I've used a lot on my journey, especially with my Crohn's. Like if I'm tired, my gut gets all imbalanced.
So you need to listen to your physical needs for sleep.
Yeah, for some reason.
Why are you not doing that? Why not just nap?
That's sort of a conundrum, because I've been putting it on my plan, and then I just plowed through the day and just end up, you know, it's 9 o'clock and I'm beat, I'm tired, and I haven't taken a nap. And it's like, I've been trying to journal to figure out, why am I not allowing those naps?
Why do you think?
Good question.
Because we know, right? Like we know that one of the strategies, like if we go back to like busting urges, one of the strategies that we know is to get good sleep, right? Yes. When we are chronically tired, it is less likely that our conscious brains are going to come online with ease, right? Our habit brains are much, usually driving the car a little bit more often when we're tired. That's just the way it is, right? Because we know that the conscious brain, to utilize that part of us, takes effort and energy. And when we're tired, your habit brain is going to shut down as much extracurricular shit that's going on as it needs to just keep your basic functions going. So if I said to you, oh my gosh, Micheline, I have the answer for you to stop giving into urges. All you need to do is take a nap every day and your urges will be cured. Would you do it?
Yeah, I think that's at the point that I'm at where I need to say, you know, prioritizing myself and my needs, I will be more effective in the end.
Yes.
And I've proven that to myself before as well, that instead of being a hen without a head, and just running around and trying to tick as many of these little boxes that I have on my to-do list with, you know, everything coming at me from every direction, that if I just slow down, prioritize, and when I, and, you know, pick three things, include an app in there that I think if I move forward with that, that I will see that puma in my head recede back to being a little kitten, you know, like,
One of my private clients, I use this all the time now. She says this, she says, you have to slow down to go fast.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and that is, it's such a good way to think about when life is coming at you fast. If you're like me, and it sounds like you, Michelin too, like a lot of us were raised this way, right? Like just plow through, just keep going, just put your head down, just, you know, just blah, 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 utilize every moment of every day and be smart. And, you know, all of those things, right? Plan your time well. That's how we were raised, right? And so when we tell ourselves like what you're saying, like conscious Michelin is saying right now, okay, I actually think that I could perform better if I took a nap. That's what conscious Michelin says. Habit brain Michelin says, oh, hell no, we're not going to get shit done if we do that.
Yeah. Right? And I think my habit brain is also getting me to do all these little things and to push through without taking a nap. Because it doesn't necessarily want to connect with all the feelings that are coming at me with all the thoughts about all these situations that I have. So that's why I think the other thing I wish to make space for would be journaling more, because when I journal, that's when I connect with my emotions. And
isn't that funny how we think if we're just, we think if we just stay busy, then we could just ignore thoughts and feelings. Like I'll just stay busy and I'll just, if I'm busy, I can't think about it. And then guess what? I'm guessing that when you're in the throes of your schedule, like when you're working and busy and doing stuff, that's likely not when you're having the urges.
I'm having the urges. It's the afternoon, late afternoon snack time. And because we're so busy, we've been having dinner later, like almost like as late as when it was during the pandemic, our schedule got screwed up. But we're so busy with the renos and stuff like that, that we've pushed dinner. So that window of time after work is much longer. And that's where I crash all the time. And that's also when my body is telling me, you need to rest, you know, like we should rest and like you're tired. And then, you know, I have less patience when little things go off track, and
here's what's so great, Michelin. Like I'm hearing so many great things. I hope, number one, y'all, please, when you see yourself making progress, please celebrate yourself. Like number one, do y'all hear what she's saying? She's saying, I know my window of urges. That's amazing. The fact that you know when they're most likely to happen is progress. Right? Like you had to be able to figure that out. That's amazing. Okay. The other thing that I'm hearing you say is, I know what I need in those moments. I know what I truly need. That's like further progress. You're like already two steps down the road to solving this. You know the window of when it's likely to happen. You know what the actual need is, connection with your brain and allowing of your thoughts and rest. So you already have the solution. So now it's just a matter of executing those things.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Making it a priority, because that's what I want to choose. I want to choose these priorities because I know that it's just going to help in all the other areas as well.
Yeah. Because that makes sense when that's when your urges come up, right? Because when we're busy and we're distracted, we're not thinking about those things. We're busy. We're focused, right? But then when the workday is done, that's when all the shit is like, hey, guys, she's not busy now. Let's go tell her what's going on. Right? And then we are like, oh, whoa, that's a lot. I don't know. I'm worried about that. That's stressful. Let me just go ahead and snack on this so I can check out again. Yeah. So I want you to think about it like this. What if you thought like you figured out maintenance in the way your life was happening before, right? You figured it out. you stuck with it. I love too that you said, what did you say? You described it. You said, I was making progress. Did you say zigzag, but it was a little bit of zigzag?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said? Yeah. So yeah. That's for everyone, right? Like weight loss is not linear. It is a zigzag, right? We go up, we go down. And what if we looked at all the ups, like all the upticks on the scale, as that's where I figured out how to do maintenance when my life looked like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went down because you figured it out. And then something else changed in your life. And you're like, oh, here's another opportunity for me to figure out maintenance, how to live like this. I want you to think about, when did you hit your maintenance goal?
In November.
Yes. Okay. So in November, let me ask you this. When Christmas came along, did you have to figure out what maintenance looks like at the holidays? If you celebrate the holidays, you didn't.
No, I allowed a little bit of gain, and then I let myself land back softly.
So that sounds to me like you figured that out, right?
It was
you figured out maintenance. Yeah. Yes, it was intentional. You're like, okay, the holidays are coming. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's my plan. I'm going to allow for a little bit of gain. And I know when the holidays are over, I'll go back to my normal life and it will come right back off, right? So you figured out how to do maintenance in this new sort of span of what was happening around you. You figured it out. This is no different. You have, and we already talked about this. You're already two steps down the road to figuring this out. Now you just have to experiment, because here's the truth. So what's today? Saturday? Okay. So I'm guessing Monday, right? We'll be like back to work for, are you a Monday through Friday person working?
Tuesday because of the Easter weekend. Yeah.
Oh, Tuesday because of the Easter weekend. Oh, this is great because now you can practice this now over the next couple of days when you don't have work going on. So are we taking a nap today, Michelin? We're going to take a nap today?
I will. Yes.
Yes. She's going to take a nap when it's, I'm just going to use air quotes here if you're listening on the replay, when it's safe to take a nap, right? Because I'm guessing it's the weekend. You probably don't have your normal pressures of work and things like that, right? So we're going to practice taking a nap
today,
tomorrow, and Monday.
I come back from the renos at the apartment.
Okay. I don't care when you take it, but you're going to take it. And you're going to journal, right? You're going to journal today about your worries and your stresses. You're going to get that stuff down on paper, right?
Yeah, I gave myself that gift this morning.
Oh, you already did it this morning. Okay.
Yes.
And here's what I want you to just know. Maybe after coming back from the renos, you're going to be feeling some kind of way. Like you're going to be feeling, I don't know, maybe you'll have a lot more thoughts. Maybe you'll need to journal again. Maybe you'll need to be like, okay, I was feeling good this morning, but then I went to the reno and now I'm feeling this. And maybe you'll give that gift to yourself where you can see that stuff on paper. But most importantly, I want you to just think about it like this. You're figuring out maintenance when all kinds of different stresses come in your life. And that's normal. That is normal. You figured it out before. You'll figure this out too. And you've already figured out some of it. The most important thing to remember is number one, celebrate yourself for recognizing that you're giving into urges. You told me at the very beginning, I'm easing up on some things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done the maintenance course?
I'm 3/4 through.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a lesson. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now, the one I want you to go listen to in the maintenance course, there is one, avoiding the easing up trap. It's lesson 8 in module 2, lesson 8 in module 2. That's exactly what you're talking about. So I want you to go back and listen to that. This is your homework. Go back and listen to that. I want you to journal today if you feel yourself feeling some kind of way that leads to urges, okay? And then I want you to take a nap today and just love on yourself, okay?
All right.
All right.
You.
If you're in the Facebook group in maintenance, you know all these people on here are going to want to know how you're doing. So pop how it went in there and how it's going for you. Let us support you, okay?
I will. Thank you very
Thanks for
much.
Coming on. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, y'all, if you don't know, and you're new to maintenance and you didn't know that we had a maintenance course, we do have a maintenance course. It is on the website. Click on number 6 in the menu, and scroll down to, the bonus courses down at the very bottom. And it's in the bonus courses. It is not in a pathway. It is just separate, labeled out. It is so good if you are even approaching maintenance. Hell, even if you're not in maintenance and you just want to listen to some great content about maintenance, there's some really good stuff in there. I was just listening to some of it this morning because I like to kind of remind myself of some things. But there's some really good modules in there on setting a goal weight. So even if you're not in maintenance, but you're wondering, like, what should I pick? There's some great, great, great lessons on setting a goal weight, finding your happy weight, and understanding what your set point weight is. So if you are not in maintenance and you're wondering about goal weights and things like that, those are the three lessons I highly recommend you listen to. Setting a goal weight, finding your happy weight, and what your set point is. It's just really good information to have. It is a great course, says Coach Judah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Angie, here she comes. Promote to panelist. If y'all had your volume up when I sang that, I'm so sorry. I do like to sing. Here she comes, Angie. I do it often, don't I, Vivian? I'm sorry. Hi, Angie.
Good morning. How are
you? How you doing? I'm so good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And thank you for singing to me as always.
You're so welcome.
Beautiful. Okay. Here's what I would like help on.
Okay.
When I was losing weight, I feel like I had a very clear goal. It was 150. That was the dream weight.
Okay.
I feel like now I am being wishy-washy about what I want my goal weight to be. Mm. And I've been living this year at the higher end of my range.
Okay.
And I think I'm setting what I want to weigh based on, and you've coached me on this before, that last bit of emotional eating that I still do. So if I get up to like now 156, I'm like, okay, that's still in range. But I know I have overeats.
Okay.
So I would, and again, you coached me on this before too. Like one day I really have said to you, I want to get to 145 just to see what it feels like.
Okay.
And I keep inching up. Mm. And I think I'm giving myself excuses because of the maintenance range. Mm. And I think, oh, it's okay if you have some emotional eats because you're still in range.
Okay.
And then a couple of weeks ago, the scale popped to 158 and I got scared. And I get scared when I think about going back into weight loss mode.
Mm. Why? What's scary about weight loss mode?
Well, I think I have this underlying, I know it's not a correct thought. I think I thought, because I have never, ever, ever maintained weight loss. Mm-hmm. I guess I thought I could probably eat to full.
Mm.
And as I'm in my 10th month of maintenance now, I see, and I know Corinne teaches us this too, there's really not much difference in maintenance. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And I think I have some underlying sadness about that. Oh. And I ask myself, why do you want to eat to full?
Mm. I'm just going to sit back and let you coach yourself, Angie, because you're asking yourself all the questions that I would ask you. No, you're doing a great job, because I would ask you that. Like, okay, so you have this idea that when you get to maintenance, you could eat to full. And maybe that's what you've been doing some, right? Why do you want to eat to full? Do you want to eat to full? And keep in mind, there's no wrong answer here. Like, you could totally decide, you know what? I thought I wanted to see what 145 felt like. I actually don't. I actually love my range and where it is.
And what's making me mad is that I can't make a decision. In weight loss, I made a decision. Like, I said, okay, let's try 180. Okay, let's try 150. Holy cow. And then let's just throw on a few more pounds to call it 100. And now I feel like I go back and forth and I want to make a decision. I want to stop being wishy-washy about it. I want to pick a number and I want to get there. Like, I feel like I'm not comfortable because my brain has never experienced maintenance or figuring out where to be in the range. that I don't know what to do because I don't know where I want to be.
Mm. Well, why do you, okay, what do you think 150, what's going to be great about 150? When you get to 150, you're going to be like, what?
Well, when I'm 150, I'm no longer considered overweight.
Mm. Okay. By who?
That stupid BMI.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong if that's what you want to be, if it's really important to you. If it's really important to you to be acceptable to a chart. And I'm not saying that to like make fun of it at all, because it could be really important to you. And I think that's great. Like if that is very important to you, then it's fine. But I just want to ask you, why, what happens when you're not overweight? Like, do the overweight BMI chart makers come in and like, do they give you a, like a medal? Like what happens? Why? Because you told me, I just want to decide. So why don't you just decide on a weight that you like versus what someone else says?
Okay. Okay. Then I think I probably have some whys to figure out, because okay. I actually feel a little bit, I don't know if this makes sense, but I feel like a little bit heavy in my middle section. Okay. Like I feel like my little rolls are a little bit heavier, and I did put on a pair of pants yesterday for the first time that felt a tad tight, you know, my smallest size, they felt a tad tight, and okay. that was uncomfortable.
That's a way. How do you feel like that when you say, you know what, I want to drop a few pounds because of that, because I really don't like the way my pants fit. I don't really, you know, I don't really like the way my middle feels right now. So I'm going to just drop a little bit and see what, maybe that's 1 pound, maybe it's 2 pounds, maybe it's 5 pounds. I don't know, but I'm just going to really pay attention to how I feel in my body. And then I'll decide versus, well, if I weigh 150, then I'll be acceptable on the chart.
Yeah, that's for sure better. That takes the pressure off a little bit, and I think gives me more control.
Yeah. Right.
Agree.
And yeah. And you should go back and listen to Happy Weight.
Okay.
Go back and listen to that module again on Happy Weight, because happy, do you know what Happy Weight is? What's your Happy Weight? Do you know?
I forget what Happy Weight is.
Mm. Well, what's it sound like it is?
Well, I think Happy Weight, I would say, is 150.
Okay. Because why?
I know I feel good in my clothes, and I actually feel good in my body. Like, I think I'm starting to realize that these few extra pounds mm-hmm. are actually making me not feel great in my body.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's true. So Happy Weight. Awesome. You have one part of what Happy Weight is. Happy Weight is I feel good in my body. That's definitely part of Happy Weight. The other part of Happy Weight is I fucking love my eating habits.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right? That's the yes. other part of Happy Weight. I love my relationship with food. I love that I normally don't overeat. Sometimes, yeah. And I don't make it a big deal, but I'm always trying to learn for it, blah, 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 blah. But for the most part, I approach every meal with calmness. I'm not scrutinizing what I'm eating. I can have a conversation while still paying attention to my body. I've mastered that skill. Right. I typically don't make it a big deal about stopping it enough. I just do it almost naturally now. Like those are all components of Happy Weight.
Okay.
Okay. Do you feel like you have some of those characteristics?
There are definitely areas I've improved on.
Yeah, right.
It's always still for me just enough at dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. I'm doing the urge work.
So good. Module 3.
Yes. I did that module. It was very good. And you know, I have little underlying thoughts getting mad at myself about like, ooh, why do I feel, you know, scared of hunger again? All of this stuff that just works its way back in.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising, even though I know it's probably normal.
It is probably normal. It is fucking normal. It is 100% normal, right? Like every now, you like we think because we're in maintenance now, we just always have happy thoughts. We always, you know, we can just look at a cookie and be like, meh, I don't need it, right? Like, I mean, we think that's what maintenance is. I'm in maintenance and I, shit, Corinne is coaching me on fucking chocolate chip cookies right now, right? I mean, true, Judith, true. Judith's probably been reading my coaching because we're doing it written. But right, it just happens. It's just shit, right? It's not a big deal, right? What is good? She says it's true. What is a person in maintenance is someone who just doesn't make it a big deal, who knows it's okay that these old you thoughts just come in. They probably likely will. You keep telling yourself that you're having a problem at dinner because I feel like we talk about that every call, right? What if you stopped saying my problem is dinner?
Oh, well, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Why don't you just stop saying dinner is okay. My problem? Because okay. Can you imagine if you sit down to dinner and you're like, well, you know, this is the problem meal. this is the problem. This is the problem. And then your brain hears, guys, she thinks this is a problem. I guess we got to make it a problem. What if you sat down at dinner? What else could you say to yourself at dinner?
My go-to thought is clearly you know how to eat to enough if you lost 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And you kept it off. Why you gotta say clearly? What? Why you gotta say clearly? That feels so like clearly. Duh,
bitch. Wait, you know what enough is, you, bitch.
Yeah, why you gotta say clearly? Like, let me just say it obviously. No, why don't you just say, I know what my enough is. I know exactly what my enough is.
Is good because as a coach, you can point out that a sentence that I think is very benign is actually me being an asshole to myself.
Totally.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Okay. What if you just sat down to dinner in a night and you're like, I know exactly what my enough is going to be. I know what my cues are. But let me ask you this. Look, I'm pointing my pen at you. Let me put that down.
Shit.
You're in trouble, Angie. No, you're not. What else could you say to yourself after that? Like if you said, I know what my enough is tonight. And what else? What else do you know about your skills?
I'm not sure how to answer that one. I mean, I have a lot of skills because I go back to this because I lost 100 pounds and I'm on my way to keeping it off. So I have skills.
You have skills. So let me ask you this. Let's say tonight, what's for dinner tonight? Do you know? Have you planned?
Yes.
Tell us. What is it?
I would not dare get on a call without a plan. Are you insane?
Am I insane? I am a little bit insane. What's for dinner?
Shrimp and pasta.
Okay. Shrimp and pasta. Okay. So we're having shrimp and pasta tonight. Are you pretty good at knowing what your signal is for when you're kind of done, when you've had enough?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. What happens when you hear you're enough tonight? You're like, okay, I think I'm done. I think I'm at enough. And your brain's like, but it's so good. It's just pasta. You know, this is your problem dinner. What will you say?
I knew I would think this.
Oh, that's so good. Okay. So not only do you have the skill of knowing where your enough is, but you also have the skill of turning the temperature down on the desire to have the urge, right? Because when we know what we're going to say to ourselves, like the fact that you and I are talking about it tonight, when it happens, or this morning, when it happens tonight, you're going to be like, oh shit, this is just what we said.
Yeah.
Chrissy and I talked about this. We were going to have an urge to keep going. We were going to hear our enough because fucking A, we lost 100 pounds. We pretty much are really good at listening to our body, right? We know when we've had enough. We also know the sneaky shit our brain is going to say to keep us going. It's going to say whatever your thoughts are to keep going, right? It's going to say that. And you're going to be like, I knew I was going to want to do that. And then what are you going to do after that? What other skill do you have?
just the skill to calm my brain and to remind it that we're safe. Mm-hmm. We will always get enough food. And if by chance I were to get hungry again, I could eat again.
Well, that sounds to me like you just fucking talked back to it. You calming your nervous system, we're safe. That's a great action. And then you said things back.
Yes.
Like, we're always going to get more food. We don't have to overeat at this meal. We're safe. We can always say, and oh, by the way, this is something I use with my clients all the time. Let's just say tonight you stop at your enough with the shrimp and the pasta, what you think is your enough, and you're wrong. And an hour and a half, 2 hours later, you're like, well, shit, I think I'm actually hungry. Now what?
Oh, then I can plan better for the next time.
Plan better for the next time. You can always eat a little something, maybe have a couple apple slices. You can decide to not eat and be like, okay, I'm just going to go to bed and I'll probably wake up hungry tomorrow and that's okay. But you have a decision, right? But telling yourself in the moment, talking back to that thought of, I'm safe, I'm going to go ahead and stop here. And if I get it wrong, then I can always eat more. But I just at least want to see, right? Let me see if this is actually it, right?
Okay. Yes, that's okay. Perfect. Thank you.
The only other thing I want you to do is because you came on here wanting to know about your goal weight, right? Mm-hmm. So I want you to go back and listen to Happy Weight. And then I want you to decide. Do a lot of journaling about what you think your happy weight looks like after you listen to the lesson, because she's going to give you some guidance on how to decide. Okay. And then I want you to marinate in it as long as you feel like you need to. And then come back in the maintenance group and tell us what you decided.
Okay.
If you want to, you don't have to, but it would be great. We'll all be wondering. All right. Bye,
Angie. Thank you, Coach Christy. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, girl. See ya. All right. Happy weight. It's a good lesson. What's going on in the chat? There are three on maintenance in the Q&A. Oh, shit. I don't even have it open. Okay, hold on. Let me call Nicole up. I may not get to him. Let me see. I want to get to all the people that were brave enough to raise their hands. Okay, hold on. Nicole, you're coming on up. Oh, and now my dogs are barking. Well, that did not go as planned. I told my husband to not open the garage door and he came in the front door instead. And now my dogs are losing their damn minds. Hey, Nicole. Sorry.
Hi.
How are you? Thanks for raising your hand.
Well, I'm glad you had a moment because I had a moment trying to get my thing unmuted. So,
well, good. See, it all happens for a reason. I love it. I love it.
Yes. Yeah. So I have had a couple of maintenance goal ranges and I have moved it down because I've decided I have a couple things in my closet that I still want to fit into. So instead of maybe having a goal weight, I have like goal clothes, right?
Okay.
So I've lost 65 pounds.
Congrats.
And thank you. And I have gotten rid of a lot of my clothes that were way too big. And mm-hmm. I am now holding on to clothes that are too big for me, but I'm scared to get rid of them because I am a chronic dieter and I have lost and gained the same weight like mm-hmm. forever. And I feel like, and my husband's very supportive, so it's all in my head, but of him thinking like, oh, you're going to get rid of these clothes and then you're going to have to buy them again. Really, that's mm-hmm. my thought that I'm putting onto other people, right? Mm-hmm. So I just want a little help with how to manage that and, you know, just try to figure out a way I can talk nicer to myself about getting rid of these clothes that clearly don't fit me anymore and serve no purpose in my closet.
No, they're serving a purpose. What purpose are they serving?
They're mocking me right now.
Mocking me. What are they saying? When you go into the closet, tell me what those, what are they saying?
They're saying to me, don't get rid of me because you know your track record.
Ah, so they're serving. Mm-hmm. And when you think that thought, I'm going to keep these clothes because I know my track record. What do you feel?
Oh, I feel terrible.
What would you feel if you got rid of them?
I think packing them up, I would have those moments, those thoughts of you shouldn't get rid of these. But once they're out of my life, I won't think about it anymore.
Okay. What do you think? What do you feel when you think you shouldn't get rid of these?
What do I think?
What do you feel? When you think the thought, you shouldn't get rid of these.
It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel, it makes me feel terrible that I don't trust myself enough to know that to be clear, it took me 2 years to lose this weight. So this has been a very slow journey. This is not like when I did Whole30 and dropped weight and, you know, then gained it all right back after my sister's wedding, you know, like
I'm letting the go of the, it's been a very slow journey comment. So for y'all of y'all that are listening to Nicole now, and you're
sorry,
Christy Ginner, she said slow. I'm letting it go. Cause I know what you mean.
Yes, right?
I really want you to think about this. The clothes being in your closet lets you feel what? Because it is serving you. Right now, your conscious brain is telling me that it makes you feel bad, but that's not true, because if it made you feel bad, you'd get rid of them. What is it?
Okay.
What does it allow you to feel?
Proud that I've lost the weight and that they don't fit me anymore. So do you think that's why I'm holding on to them?
That was not what I thought you were going to say, but I love that. Okay. Maybe. Let me ask you this. If we were to walk into your closet right now, like close your eyes for me. Like we're walking into your closet. There's your clothes that don't fit you. And you look at them and you feel.
Bad just keeps coming to mind. If I don't think proud, like, hey, those clothes don't fit me anymore. My closet also feels very cluttered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What I'm sensing is that those clothes are doing something for you and you're not exactly sure what it is.
Okay.
Part of you, because I think feeling proud is a conscious choice.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think when you go and you look at those clothes, proud is a conscious choice to think. Well, in that case, keep them fucking in there. I mean, hang them on your mantle. I mean, look at that. Like, these clothes make me feel proud. I love looking at these clothes. It reminds me of how much progress I've made. I mean, let's keep them. Right? But again, if I ask you, what would you feel if you got rid of them?
A little bit scared.
Scared. Thank you. Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Is that what you were looking for?
Well, listen, as coaches, we're never supposed to predict. And you surprised the shit out of me when you said proud. So see, this is why we don't predict, because I don't know exactly. I had a hunch, right? You would feel scared because you're thinking, I'm going to gain my weight back. So right now, the clothes being in there is helping you feel safe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I guess when I said bad, they make me bad and scared are kind of similar feelings for me. Like it makes,
Right. And so if the clothes being in there makes you feel sort of like, okay, these are my just in case clothes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a perfect quote.
Yeah.
It's like, you're listening to me in my head.
Well, yeah. I know, because I do the same thing, right? Like these are my just in case, like, I'm just going to venture to say a lot of us, even if you're in maintenance, we got pants that we can wear on Christmas because they got, maybe they're drawstring, right? And we got pants that we wear during bikini season or not bikini season, whatever you wear,
right?
Like all of us have, we have some clothes, right? But the clothes staying in your closet are your just in case. And so what's making you feel bad is the fact that you don't believe in yourself.
100%.
Okay. So here's the thing. And we don't even got to jump to belief. Like we don't got to go to, oh no, Nicole, I'm just going to convince you that you are going to be 100% in maintenance, girl. You don't got to worry about that, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All I would love to get you to is, how can we get rid of the clothes? And how can we make, if you were to gain some weight back, no big deal?
I don't know.
Like, what if because you do gain weight? What if you do gain 3 or 4 or 5 pounds?
Well, 3 or 4 or 5 pounds isn't going to break the next size, but I think that for me, I just keep thinking like, oh, all the money I've spent on clothes over the years of gaining and getting rid of and then losing but the funny thing is my conscious brain knows like those clothes that I wore 15 years ago would not be in style and I wouldn't be wearing them again. Right?
Well, there's a thought that you could use to get rid of the clothes. Like, and I'm just going to be honest with you. That is something that I used as well. I had this box of like the, like, you know, the designer stuff that I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep this stuff. And mine was actually the opposite. It wasn't too big. It was the too small. It was the stuff that was too small that, like, Corinne, I remember hearing her say, get rid of the shit that doesn't fit you in your closet. If every time you walk in there, it makes you feel like shit. Right? Like, just get rid of that stuff. Maybe you don't have to like get rid of it, but maybe you could just put it in a box, you know, so you don't have to see it. So I did that, but I had like a handful of things that I really was like hoping. Right. And the truth is it still made me feel like shit to have those things. And so that is a thought that I used to get rid of clothes was, you know what, when I do get it, when and if I do ever get to this size again, I want all new stuff. Like, I'm going to want all new stuff. Right now, I don't know, you know, but yes, that is a thought you could use. But if we can turn down the temperature on if we gained weight, why is that going to be a big deal? Then we don't have a need for the clothes, right? Because if you put, well, first of all, you said 3 to 5 pounds is not going to take you into a new size, right? So how, so maybe 10 pounds, 15 pounds would take the new size. Do you think that's going to be a surprise to you if that happens? Like, you're just going to like, today you weigh this number and then tomorrow you're 15 pounds heavier?
Right. No, it's not. No. It's not going to happen that way.
Not going to happen.
Because I've really been working on that you can't, through this journey, that you can't avoid the scale, whether it's a good, you know, you're going to get a good response from it or a bad one, because once you face that music of getting on the scale and seeing the number, it's like all that, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, the buildup is over and then you just move on. I mean, like, I know that from Christmas, like I skipped a day of, or a week of weighing in, and, I realized, well, this is stupid. So I got on it and then I was like, oh, I gained a pound. That's what I was so worried about. Oh my gosh. Like, I keep thinking, you know, like, I've really been working on that thought of not getting on the scale and thinking, oh my God, it's going to be 20 pounds heavier, because that is a lot of anxiety for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's just be clear, right? Like, none of us are avoiding the number on the scale. When we choose not to weigh, we're not avoiding the number. What we're avoiding is the way we talk to ourselves about the number and what we make the number mean. That's what we're avoiding. Okay. Right. And those are just thoughts. Those can be redirected. You have support in the community to help you manage thoughts about that. So when we are avoiding the scale, that's really all we're avoiding. Just what we're going to make that number mean about our current journey, our current weight, about ourselves, about our belief in ourselves, all of that stuff. That's what we're avoiding when we don't get on the scale. So if you know that getting back into those clothes, like if you were to work your way, get to a weight that required those, that size clothes again, if we know that that's not going to be a surprise to us, you already know that you don't need to avoid the scale. So you'll see that coming from a mile away. What's the problem with getting rid of them?
Yeah. Nothing, now that you've just untangled all of it for me.
Yeah. Nothing. Fuck that shit. Get rid of them. Right? Like, just get rid of them.
Chunk, it was like, oh, I'm getting rid of these. These don't serve any purpose. They're hanging off of me. But I just have these, you know, handful that are just, it's like, just like the next size up. That's, like you said, that safety of just in case.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is too, is that when we keep those bigger clothes in there, we're using them negatively, right? Like, we're using them to say, girl, you don't want to come back here. Let me just keep these in here to remind you of where you're, what you're scared of getting back to.
Right.
And the truth is, you don't have to be afraid of that.
I mean, for years, I had clothes in there from a size 4 to a size 16, and I just left them all in there. And then right before I started this journey, I chucked everything.
Yeah. Clean slate.
Yeah. Well, I never thought I'd be in a size 4 again. So.
Yeah. So there's the thing. So how are you going to apply this today? What's your takeaway from the call?
Well, I'm going to go into my closet and I'm going to take out the things that don't fit me. And I'm going to get rid of them and remind myself that going to the next size is not going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. I have the tools. And if I were to regain, I'm probably not going to want those clothes again anyway. So I'm going to buy new clothes. Not a big deal.
Look at that. That, y'all. I feel, can someone type out exactly what she just said? And like, let's make it a mantra. What a beautiful, look at, you're getting so many like these. Are you seeing this? You're getting so many hand claps. Thank you. What a great way to approach getting rid of these clothes. What a beautiful story. What a loving way to describe this action that you want to do. Yeah. What Thank a great you. Place to do it from. Bravo. Again, another person who really didn't need my coaching. They just needed to like talk it out, right? You just need to talk it out. Talk it out. That's what we do. Yeah.
Funny, I have all these friends that are trying to do no BS. They've taken the free courses and haven't decided if they're going to move on to the paid. And I keep encouraging. And so I'm coaching all of them through it, but I have nobody, well, I shouldn't say nobody, but you know, someone to coach me.
You know what? It's funny that you say that, right? But and it's true, right? Like I say this all the time to my private clients. I'm like, y'all think I'm coaching you, but I'm really reiterating my own coaching of myself. I mean, it's what is that whole like, you know, if you want to really understand, I think I've said this before, but like if you really want to understand something, like read about it and then do it and then teach someone else. And when you teach someone else, it is like cementing what you think. And so I love that you're coaching in helping people walk through this because it is just reinforcing this new belief that you have in yourself and this process of weight loss. And I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you so much, Coach Christy. I just love when you're on the, excuse me. I just love when you're on the call. Are you the former teacher?
I am a former teacher. Okay. Yes.
I'm a teacher. And I thought that was you. That was the former teacher. I just love listening to you. I definitely can tell that you have that background because,
thank you so much. Coach Heather, just so you know, Coach Heather is also a former teacher and you can tell in the way she speaks too. She's very, very much present the lesson and then she is really good too. So I love that you love these calls and I love that it's helpful for you. And thank you for sharing your story with us. And again, I'm just going to offer to you too, come on in the maintenance group. Ooh, put a picture of your closet once you got it all cleaned out.
Oh, okay. It's going to be a little while because I have a messy closet. So,
girl, you know, we don't care about mess. We want real life Nicole because we love to normalize. Like, what's that? Like, there's a girl on TikTok. She does that. What does she do? She's like Emily something. And she's like, I normalize being normal. And, you know, she's like, let me show you around my house so you feel better about yours. She's really funny, even though I know right. TikTok is kind of crazy now. But anyway, she's one of the people I follow. She's very funny. Well, thank you, Nicole. And it was really good to meet you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye. Enjoy your way. Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Change role to attendee. All right. I see Coach Judith is answering my last question in the Q&A. And so I don't want to go over, but it is from Dolores Schaefer. She says, morning, Christy. I reached maintenance around 2 years ago. I put on 10 pounds since last April. I'm not freaked out. Your private coaching gave me a lot to work on. Yes, she was a private client this year. I haven't counted every calorie in a year. I know my hunger signals. I usually stop before I'm full. Still, there are some points of change that need work to pull my 10 pounds back to where I feel comfortable in my knees, mind, clothes, and satisfaction. What priorities, mindsets, might get me on the road down this year? So Dolores, I would say find those windows of where your overeating is happening and ask yourself what you really need instead. Because if you are overeating and that's why you've put on the 10 pounds, then urges, the third module three, is going to be super duper helpful for you. Find where you are overeating. Ask yourself, what do I really need? And how can I meet that need without the food that I've been using? Okay. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on Saturday morning. And I'll see y'all again on, I think I'm coaching again on Thursday night. Ooh, I think it's about nighttime eating, which is my jam. I mean, it's not my jam. It used to be my jam, but now I'm excited to coach on it. So I'll see y'all on Thursday. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great Saturday.